We are here at Kenan Style Boys and Girls Club on Troy Avenue in Indianapolis. And we are doing food pantry here. So I'm interviewing a couple of other people here to be shared on our podcast. Right now I'm here with Pam. And so Pam, how did you hear about this this food pantry, why you volunteer, and what are the ways you think that, you know, regular people can touch others with the love of Christ?
Well, the way that I found out is through email, you know, electronic. And I just felt the need to just reach out. I mean, God told me, you know, that there are people out there that, you know, need help. And especially with the economic times and stuff that, you know, and so that's how, you know, so I wanted to be a part of this. I met with the unit director here at the Boys and Girls Club, and Miss Marshall, and she told me of some needs. Mm-hmm. And so one of the big things was the food pantry. And so I have been out knocking on doors, going on the internet again, and getting corporate addresses and phone numbers, and calling corporations and, you know, saying, would you be able to donate? You know, this is what we're doing, you know. Even though you can't donate today, maybe you could donate in you know, next month, because this is something that we're going to try to do the third Saturday of every month. And so just because we weren't able to get what we needed today, God provided. He did provide, because it was just an outpour of, you know, people coming to volunteer. And we were able to get a lot of donations and help a lot of people. So
that's great. Thank you, Pam.
Hello, my name is Pastor Strong. Most people don't realize just how easy it is to receive God's love. They try to fight it, I think, more than they will yield to it. His grace will reach regardless of where you are. He's not trying to find a way to condemn you. He's trying to find a way to love you. He doesn't want to send you to hell. He wants to send you to heaven. It doesn't make any sense that Christ would go through all the suffering he went through and then him turn around and try to continue to find fault with you when he's really trying to help you to overcome your faults. He only points the faults out so that he can help you overcome them. He knows what it is that hinders you from having that relationship that he wants to have. And when he points those things out, it's not for condemnation. Mm-hmm. It's for conviction purposes, but it's also for a love. Because of his love for you, he wants to bring you into the fold. And if you will just ask the Lord to help, he'll stand right there and give you all the help you need. But friend, you've got to ask. He is not going to come and force it on you, but he's offered to you for free. He said, anybody that comes unto me, I will in no wise turn them away. So all you've got to do is just say, Lord, I need your help. I want you right now, and I want you to understand fully. He'll be there, and he'll give you all the strength and all the help and all the guidance you need. So just ask the Lord today to come into your life, and you can receive all you need.
What's your name?
Don and Cindy. We're the King's couple, and we're here at Boys and Girls Club on Troy. Uh-huh. Helping out to greeting the people that are coming in to get some food.
All right. So how's your experience so far as serving other people?
Well, I love serving because that's what the Lord wants. It says the greatest in the kingdom is a servant. And it's not that we're great, but he's great. And because of his greatness, he gives us a little bit of him to share with others.
You just heard a couple of volunteers that we have here at Boys and Girls Club, and some practical ways that you can use the resources that God had given you to serve others and to serve the kingdom of God.